The views expressed on the Making It Matter podcast are that of Gunnar Esiason, Julia Ray, and guests, and not necessarily those of the Boomer Esiason Foundation. Nothing in the Making It Matter podcast should be considered medical advice. Such advice can only be given by a physician who is experienced with cystic fibrosis. The Boomer Esiason Foundation, Gunnar Esiason, Julia Ray, and guests cannot be held responsible for any damage which may result from using the information on this podcast without the permission of your medical doctor. You're listening to the Making It Matter podcast with Gunnar Esiason and Julia Ray, presented by the Boomer Esiason Foundation and GunnarEsiason.com.
Hey there, it's Gunnar Esiason, and thanks for joining Julia and I for episode 46 of the Making It Matter podcast series, The Salt Sisters.
Hi, everyone. Making It Matter is a weekly podcast presented by the Boomer Esiason Foundation and GunnarEsiason.com, highlighting the challenges that people with CF face and the people who face them.
Since Julia, our guests, and I all have cystic fibrosis, we're made compliant by the National Cystic Fibrosis Guidelines regarding patient interaction and cross-infection by recording via Skype. This podcast was made possible by Novartis, Vertex Pharmaceuticals, and the Digital Credit Union. So big thanks to them for always supporting Boomer Esiason Foundation educational initiatives. All right, so today we are joined by the Salt Sisters, Aaliyah and Alani Young. They're 18 years old from Ohio and about to start their freshman year at the University of Cincinnati in the fall. Aaliyah, why don't you say hi to the podcast first and tell us a little bit about yourself?
Hello, my name is Aaliyah. Obviously, I have a twin. I have an older sister, too. I'm going to UC for medicine, which is to be a doctor. So, but my fallback would probably be a dentist. I haven't figured that out yet.
You still have a few years. Thanks. All right, so now Alani, why don't you say hi?
Hello, my name is Alani, and yeah, she's my twin. We're 18, and I will be going to UC in the fall for law to become a prosecuting attorney or a judge. I haven't really decided that yet either. I just like telling people what to do, so, you know. I don't know.
Well, that's amazing. Okay, so you guys obviously have the YouTube channel, The Salt Sisters, and your twins with cystic fibrosis. So there's definitely a lot to talk about today. First, I want to jump into what it's like to be twins with CF. Julia has an older brother with CF, so she has the sibling thing down. But I want to hear it from you guys. You know, what's it like to have somebody so close living with CF?
Sometimes it can be hard because if I get sick, she obviously is going to get sick. Or if I have a bacteria, it's easy for her to get it too. But at the same time, it can be really easy because although you're going through something, they're there to help you and they understand where you're coming from. So,
yeah, I mean, it definitely sounds like you have a built-in teammate. And I've seen a few of your YouTube channels, and you guys sort of seem like you're each other's best friends in a lot of ways, but also your biggest supporters in other ways. You know, I think I saw one YouTube video of you guys. I think you were in a hospital room together, and it seemed like you guys, you know, were making light of the fact that. You know, one of you had an IV or something like that, and it was just, you know, it was sort of like an everyday part of life.
Yeah.
We stay in the hospital room together. Like, we do the double rooms mm-hmm. when we go in, because obviously I don't like to stay in the hospital room by myself. That's a no-go for me. Like, I always have to stay with somebody. So it's cool to have, like, a twin sister so that you guys can stay in the same rooms together because you're the same age, you have the same bacteria. So it kind of makes everything a little bit better.
Yeah, I would say so. What inspired you guys to start Salt Sisters?
A long time ago, I have no clue what we said, but we were like, let's just start a YouTube channel and normalize CF instead of making it sad all the time. Just show people that we could be an inspiration, but at the same time, we're humans too. So we decided to make Salt Sisters to promote CF, but also normalize it at the same time, show people that even though we have it, we can still do the same things that others can do. And we can inspire others to just keep pushing forward, although they have their stepping stone or their disability.
You know, what are some of the things that you've done to normalize it?
We would record videos in the hospital, obviously, but we, instead of just explaining stuff about the hospital, we would just do a funny video. But we would also say, hey, guys, we're in the hospital right now. Or we would record us just pranking each other, joking around, just simple, small videos like that just to show everyone that we're normal. We don't have to be kept down, or we don't have to lay down all the time or be stuck.
And I think my prank videos are definitely my favorite ones that you guys do. Now I see Alani's got a big smile on her face as if she's like the mastermind behind that. Is that true?
Yeah, I've been thinking about a lot of pranks I've been trying to do on Aaliyah. I just haven't figured out which ones would be the best one to do yet. But I know that she gets pranked really easily, so I feel like they're all gonna work either way. So it doesn't really matter.
Now that you told me, I'm going to watch out for that. So.
Oh, dang.
You blew it.
Oh, dang.
So now you guys do have another older sibling with cystic fibrosis, a sister, right?
Yeah.
So now, you know, what kind of guidance has she given you through the disease? Has she been like a mentor for you guys? You know, what sort of relationship is there? You know, there's three people living with CF, you know, under the same roof. Oh, wow, there you go. The two twins talking at the exact same time.
She helped a lot. Oh, God. She helped a lot because since she's older than us, she's kind of been through a lot more than we have been through because her life expectancy was 18. And so she can help guide us through the stuff that we think is, like, really tough. And she knows how to, like, give us advice about keep going, you know, because they thought that she wasn't going to live. So she's trying to push us harder and harder than they pushed her.
And when we go into the hospital, she's usually in with us, but she's next door. So
it's almost like you guys have like a little exclusive club and she's on the outside.
Yeah.
So when the doctors come in and they tell us news that we really don't want to hear, she helps us out, or she'll talk to the doctors just to make a more, like, confirm it or reassure us that it's going to be all right. So every time I have an issue, I just go to her and say, hey, what should I do about this? Yeah, and whether it's CF or not.
I definitely agree. I think, you know, having mentors in the CF world is probably a really great thing for patients, essentially because, you know, older people have, and especially the older generations, have gone through so much. And I think a lot of older people with CF are so passionate about the advice they give because they've been through a lot of good things and a lot of negative things. They don't want those really negative, terrible things to happen to the next generations. So, you know, people out there with CF are probably so passionate when they're giving this advice because, you know, they've seen both ends of the stick. So now I do want to talk about you guys going off to college in the fall. What are you guys most excited for about that? And are you two going to be roommates, or how is that going to be?
Because our CF, we're not allowed to room with other people. So we can either room with each other, or we can have like a suite mate, which is your own room, but you share the bathroom with somebody else. We don't want to room with each other. We already room with each other now. So we're doing the suite mates with someone else, but they can't, like, we can't share a room with them. That's what's going to be difficult, is sharing a bathroom with them, because if they're sick, then I have to stay away from that. Mm-hmm. But we're going to try our best. So,
I think when people go off to college, the roommate question is obviously a very difficult thing to tackle, because people think about going off to college and they have, you know, having a roommate may or may not be a typical or stereotypical part of college that people sort of think about. And it seems like you guys have definitely given this some thought. Was this something that you guys approached the school about beforehand? Did you let your CF be known to sort of work this out, or how did you handle it?
We did have to tell them, because when you go into an individual room, they usually have to request it. Mm-hmm. So you have to tell them the reason why. So we had to tell them that we had CF, which they made accommodation for us because of that. But we have to have a doctor's letter also to pay for it, the single room. Like, they have to, in order for us to have it, you have to clear it.
And obviously you guys are open about it online. And do you kind of live your life that way with your friends and your peers? Are you pretty open about your CF?
All
of our friends know we have CF, and they kind of support us. They always come to visit us in the hospital, and we just have fun and play games and pretend everything's really normal. Like, they try to normalize it as best as possible too.
So yeah, would you say that like Julia said, you know, you guys are so outward with your CF because of the YouTube channel and your friends and things like that. Are you sort of planning on building that support group, you know, away at college? You know, have you approached talking to your future suite mates about your CF and how you might handle that?
We don't really know who our suite mates are right now. Uh-huh. We didn't really, like, look for the suite mates, but I feel like it'll kind of be easy to tell them. Mm-hmm. It's not something that I'm really nervous about. You know what I mean? Because it's not something like contagious or anything. So I feel like it wouldn't be that big of a deal.
At our old school, when we went to high school, we also let everyone at the high school knew we had CF. Mm-hmm. Because during May, CF Awareness Month, we would go on the announcements and announce it. Or we would do fundraisings for it. So we're used to always telling people that we have it, whether it's in public or whether it's a friend or just an associate. So college, it won't be that hard at all.
I think, you know, Julie and I have talked about it a lot, and I definitely think that, you know, being outward and being supportive of each other with CF is definitely, like, by far the main, you know, the best thing I think someone can do for themselves, because all of a sudden, you know, then they have more teammates. You know, they have more support. They have more, you know, power in numbers, essentially. And I think that, you know, when you go off to college and you sort of experience the same thing, you're away from home, you're living in a strange place, you know, having people that can advocate for you or fight for you on your behalf is something that is certainly, you know, a strong, powerful thing.
Yeah, and I think a support system is part of that, is part of what I'm going to ask you girls next. But what do you think and what do you attribute your positive outlook on? Because you guys have, like, a contagious energy through your YouTube videos, and clearly you guys, like, send out positive, good vibes. So
Thank you.
How do you guys manage or navigate having a chronic illness and always staying positive?
We usually don't let CF control us. We don't always want to be down. We don't think of it as something that is always going to affect us. Like we want our positivity to overrule CF. We don't want it to always be negative. We don't want to always feel sad about it. So you always need something to bring you up, make you happy. And YouTube is it. That just makes us happy.
I feel like, of course, we're going to have our sad days where we're like, why do I have to have this? But at the same time, it's our choice whether we want to dwell on the negativity or be positive about the situation. I mean, you're only getting so much of your life. You're only getting one life, so you might as well live it positively.
Absolutely. You know, where do you think that attitude comes from? Because I do think that attitude and the way you handle such adversity in your life definitely is such a huge part of a person's character.
My mom is a really strong person, so she's always taught us to be strong, you know what I mean? She's never taught us to, like, give in to anything. So we always got our strongest from her because she's been through a lot. So she's helping us through, advice and telling us how to handle things. And, you know, it's just she's always there for us, so it kind of helps us be strong, too.
And I feel like it is more of our support system that makes us positive, because if you have a weak support system, you're not going to be positive a lot of the time. But if you have a strong one, people are going to tell you it's going to be all right. And that's what you're mm-hmm. going to think. It's going to be all right.
Yeah. And clearly you guys are super ambitious. I watched the cheerleading video of the injury video, but you guys mentioned, so you guys have been active all your lives, but you mentioned, your majors at school when you go in the fall, those are some big dreams. Like, tell me how you and there and one of them is to become a doctor, right? And so, yes. Like, how did you come to that decision? And is it influenced by CF?
Being a doctor, it started when I was really little. I would always, like, try to diagnose my family. They would get irritated by it. But every time my family was sick, I'd be like, oh, I think you have blah, 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 blah. So I just started thinking, like, wow, I really do want to be a doctor, because I just love going into the research. I love the science. I'm always looking up studies, and I'm always looking up research on CF, which is why CF did make a big part of it, was because I'm always around medicine all the time. I'm always, like, asking the doctor, what's this mean, or how do you do this? So that's what I just came to the conclusion I should just be a doctor.
And then now, Alani, you said you want to be a prosecutor or a judge because you like to control people.
Yes, I've always done.
So where did that come from?
Yeah.
When I was little, I was really sassy, and I would always be, like, the boss of everybody. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to make that a career. I'm going to tell people what to do because I can. So I don't know. I just came from that.
And you may not find a better career than a prosecutor or a judge by telling people to do.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think, you know, I want to ask you, do you guys feel like you're prepared for the independence of college? Obviously, that's a huge part of going away to school, you know, being away from home, being on your own and taking care of yourself as far as your treatments and medications and all that stuff go. Would you say you're ready to go? You know, you're set for that part of life?
Sort of, kind of. Like, I know I'm going to miss my family and having somebody to lean on when I'm down here. And when you're up there, you don't really have a lot of people besides, like, my sister. And I have to meet new people. So I feel like that's going to be kind of hard. But I'm ready for it. I think I can take on it. I don't think it'll be, like, something that I won't be able to do because I've always been taught to be kind of independent. So, you know, it'll be easy, kind of.
The only thing I'm going to struggle with is scheduling the doctor's appointments. Because our doctors are in Dayton, but we're going to be in Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there is a Children's Cincinnati, but we're not going to go there, which is going to be the hardest
part. Where there's a Gunner Esiason.
Yeah, the Children's Cincinnati is the Gunner Esiason Clinic. You have to consider going there.
Yeah. I know, but my doctor wants us to keep going to the Dayton one because they don't want to have to transfer us over and then transfer us back.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
I would struggle with actually I was not aware of that.
That's
fine. I would struggle with ordering my medications because my mom always does that. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be the hardest part for me.
Yeah, I think there definitely is a learning curve. And I look back on college. I went away to college like you guys are going to do. I went to BC. I live in New York, so I went to Boston for college. And, you know, I definitely think that the adjustment is there. And while the adjustment may seem like it's going to be a steep one or even a scary one at times, it's sort of like you just go through with it and you learn how to deal with it. It's like anything else in life. You know, it's a challenge mm-hmm. that is thrown your way and you just sort of deal with it. I sort of look at your two guys' situation going away to school because my sister actually went to Boston College as well. She's a year younger than me. So when I was a sophomore, junior, senior in high school, I had Sydney around to sort of lean on in case anything did go wrong. And there were times where, you know, Sydney was driving me to the emergency room at, you know, 7 a.m. in the morning because I had the stomach flu or something like that. But, you know, I do think that, you know, having a sibling with you or somebody that you can absolutely rely on unconditionally is something that is going to be a major positive for you two in school. You know, maybe not because of a health issue here or there, but someone, you know, someone that totally understands what you're dealing with and how your, you know, emotional well-being and physical well-being are and how you must prioritize them over everything else in life. You know, it's nice to have that person around. So I'm excited for you guys to go off to college because I think you guys will certainly bond over, you know, the shared experience of going to the University of Cincinnati together away from the rest of your family.
Thank you. That kind of gives it a little bit of motivation, so that kind of helped a lot.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it does.
I'm glad that sort of, you know, I think, I'm not saying that's what I was trying to do, but I'm glad that is what you're getting from it because I think mm-hmm. colleges, it's, believe me, I wish I could go back like every day of my life, but it is one of those things where it's a stepping stone and it's some place for people to invent themselves, I think. As much as, you know, a degree is so important and for the future of your lives, I think that college is the point where you can prove to yourself that you're actually able to take care of yourself on your own away from the household.
Yeah,
how long were you in college?
I did in 4 years. So I went from... when did I graduate? I graduated in 2013. Seems like it seems like a lifetime ago, but I did it, and you guys will do it too. But I want to know what sort of drove you to succeed in high school to get to the point where you were able to apply to college and feel comfortable about heading off to school in the fall.
School's always been our main priority, so. Whether we had to take tutors while we were in the hospital or just take extra classes, we would make sure that we got that done mm-hmm. because we are limited. Well, we're not limited, but just because we have CF doesn't limit the amount of stuff that we can do. So we made school the number one, which if you make something a priority, you will get it done. So my family's always done that for us, is make us make school a priority for us.
Yeah.
How long are you going to talk? Okay. Oh, I'm going to give it a show.
I was like waiting for somebody to say something.
Yeah.
I I feel like education is key to success. So I always felt like you should get a great education and then you'll succeed in life. I never thought of CF bringing me down as a limit to where I can't finish school. I always thought that CF, honestly, like I said, doesn't control me, doesn't control what I do. So I said, I'm going to finish school and then I'm going to go to college and be successful. I never like second guessed that thought because my family has always said education is key to success. So we always took that as motivation to keep going.
And although we were in the hospital, my teachers would still send us work. So yeah, we'd still be able to get it done while we were in there.
Or in the work
that we didn't do, we would make it up when we got back. We always got that done.
So what would you guys say if you were the older sisters or if you were talking to a young girl or boy with CF right now, what would you say to them so that they could have the positive outlook and attitude that you guys have?
I would say to keep looking forward and don't look back. Always follow what you believe in and don't listen to what people say because you are going to have those negative people in your life that are saying, oh, stop smoking or, you know, or always going to look at the negative side of CF. I'm going to say, like, always look at the positive side. You're going to meet new people. You're going to be successful. Don't ever second guess that. Don't think that you're not going to be. Just because you have a disability doesn't mean you're limited.
I mean, I would tell them, like, it's going to be hard. I'm not going to sugarcoat that. It's going to be hard. But you have to think you were given this life because you were strong enough to live it. So even though you're going to have a lot of stepping stones, you're going to be able to have the strength to jump over them. Just keep pushing. And if you need help, we're here for you. You have people that are here to support you through this whole process.
So now I think I'd be remiss to sort of let you guys go before we end the podcast here without bringing up the elephant in the room. A few weeks ago, we interviewed the Salty Sisters, and you guys are the Salt Sisters. Now, I confirmed with the Salty Sisters that you guys actually did come first, and I think it would be very cool. Also, it's almost like a thing that absolutely has to happen for you guys to do some sort of collaboration because you can't have the Salty Sisters and the Salt Sisters without some sort of, you know, intermingling, you know, content project or something like that because, you know, you two have explosive personalities. They have explosive personalities. I think that could work out. I think it would be a good thing. What do you think about that?
That'd be sweet.
Yeah, I feel like that'd be a really good idea. When I first heard about Salty Sisters, I was like, oh, dang, there's already another one. So I was like, YouTube, like, looking it up, like, is there already another Salty Sisters? And there was. So I was like, oh, shoot, we stole their name. But apparently we are first. So I feel like we still.
Which is crazy.
I feel like that'd be cool.
It's crazy because when we were first trying to figure out the name, we were going to name ourselves Salty Sisters. We were like, I don't know. I don't know.
I was in class, like, writing it out, like, Salt Sister, Salty Sister. Like, I was trying to figure it out, like, what do I want to put it as our name?
So what is
a good thing we didn't do it.
What is the future of the Salt Sisters? Where are you guys planning on taking the YouTube channel? Are you guys going to continue to create content while you're away at college? Is that going to be something you're even going to study, you know, how to, you know, make videos, do, you know, even, you know, improve your communication skills? Are those things that you plan on maybe doing in college or is it sort of just going to come and go as it pleases?
Most definitely we're going to do it in college. Most definitely. On my wish list for, like, graduation, I put a video camera because we need a better one. So I was like, I'm definitely going to film in college because I feel like that's a good stepping stone to.
It's like a reality show.
CF. Yeah, like.
I know. Our CF I would watch your reality CF show.
We've been thinking about making a reality show.
A lot of people keep telling us that, actually. We have, with our older sister in the hospital, almost every day, someone would say, you guys should have a reality show. We're working on it.
Yeah, but
between the sister that's got a lot of sass and the other sister that wants to be a doctor, I think there's more than enough content or the potential for content there.
We're actually trying. We're figuring some stuff out, just trying to get it all together, But there will be a reality show of us one day.
It's coming, and it'll be called
You Heard It Here First.
Salt Sisters. I don't know.
You heard it here first.
Yeah, you heard it here first.
Yeah. But we are going to continue YouTube for sure. We're growing, so there's no reason to stop it now. Mm-hmm. We're going to continue to promote CF, and we're also going to continue to just make everyone happy. I love entertaining people. We love it. We love it. We love it. So yeah. Entertaining people is just so easy for us, and it's so fun that there's no reason to stop now.
So. Yeah, just because I'm going to college doesn't mean I'm going to stop what I'm doing. If that means going in Aaliyah's dorm room at 3 in the morning and pranking her while she's asleep, that's what
it
means.
Not gonna happen.
I cannot wait for that view.
So continuously growing. So, yeah, like you said, there's no point in stopping now when we're just getting started. We're just stepping down.
All right, good. Well, that's good to hear. Because,
we're going
to
tune in.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to the future mischief that you guys cause each other and all the great things you guys are doing for CF as well. But thanks so much for joining us today, guys. This has been a great episode. Alani and Aaliyah Young, the Salt Sisters. but that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for tuning in for the 46th episode of Making It Matter. Remember, you can follow along with our weekly podcast via my YouTube channel on GunnarEsiason.com or JuliaRay.com. You can also follow us on iTunes. If you do follow us on iTunes, remember to like, share, and review. That's very important for some reason. And then you can also follow us on Instagram. The Instagram handle is
@MakingItMatter_CF.
Also, like, share, and review that, because that's also very important for some reason. And if you want to see us podcast about something specific, you can always send us an email. My email is gunnersblog@esiason.org. Good luck spelling all that. And Julia's email address is
JuliaRay@JuliaRay.com.
The greatest email address in the history of emails. And then you can also send us a message on our Facebook pages. So do that. We like to hear from you, and we want to feature you on the podcast, just like we got in touch with the Salt Sisters today and the Salty Sisters a few weeks ago. Hopefully we can have a huge Salt Consortium one day. And then, Aaliyah and Alani, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Yes,
I really enjoyed
us.
It was a great time.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Really fun.
Cool. This is Gunnar Esiason and Julia Ray signing off.